Meteorologist in charge Mike Stewart toured the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. He says the tornadoes twisted large trees, leaving none standing in some areas.
You had trees that were 18 to 24 inches in diameter snapped off or pushed over on these cabins in the area there. And one cabin, you could barely tell there was a cabin there because it was so covered with trees. It was just devastation.
Stewart says the storm survey team is also inspecting wind and hail damage in Bayfield County. They'll determine the strength of the tornadoes later on the enhanced Fujita scale. Jay Gallagher is the incident commander at the Flambeau Flowage for the DNR. He says their assessment is continuing. Gallagher says the remote sites got pounded the hardest.
Campsites that you can't even get into because the trees are piled up so high. So there's quite a range. There's some sites with some substantial damage to them. The bigger issue is to make it a safe campsite again. You know, maybe you could get into there, but the department will not open them until they're deemed safe.
Gallagher says some campsites may reopen by Monday, but otherwise the flowage is closed to camping. Four people were injured in Tuesday night's storm. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.